We didn't get to talk to him 1 week because U2 security didn't know he was a football player in this building. What was up with that?
You ever see Vince? You ever see Coming to America?
Yes.
Eddie Murphy and James Earl Jones during dinner. I mean, it's so. I mean, you know, you're allowed to. You can move on down here if you want to. You seem so far.
We got to have Vince get closer to us.
Come on, Vince.
Have a seat over there, not me. Oh, yeah.
And you always listen to those guys, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Now, U2 security didn't know you belonged in this building. What the hell happened here?
He was like, I said, I'm going into my radio show. And he was like, no, this is our office for now. I was like, for real? He's like, yeah. So I said, all right. So I turned around.
Was it somebody from the band?
I don't know. I don't know U2.
Was it Bono?
I don't know U2.
You don't know U2?
No, not at all.
Brady can introduce you to all of them, apparently.
Probably can.
He was hanging out with the lead singer. Brady was. You didn't come to the concert?
That's Tom. Tom know everybody.
How you feeling? How you doing? How's your ankle?
I feel fine. Everything worked out okay for me, so.
Did you have to lobby to play on Sunday because you didn't practice for the first time until was it Friday?
Yes, Friday.
So I mean, how did that work? Did you have to
just take it slow, see how I felt and everything, and leading up to the game, went out Sunday to see what I can do. But I kind of felt that during the course of the week it wasn't bad, but. Just wanted to keep the swelling down and everything. So, went out Friday, felt okay. Saturday felt better. And then woke up Sunday, felt even better. So, by that time, I knew I was going to play. And, I thought, I played pretty well on, a bum leg. But at the same time, I got out of it okay.
Didn't seem like movement was restricted very much.
No, not at all. I mean, but, it was stiff a lot, but. That's football, man. I mean, you have to play with pain and, injured sometimes. And that was an injury that, no doubt in my mind that, I'm a quick healer. No doubt in my mind that, Sunday that I was going to be able to play. But we had to take the right precautionary leading up to it. So I felt good playing on it. Took a while to get warmed up on it. But at the end of the day, it held up for me.
Vince, I want to ask you about something we were talking about earlier this morning. Rodney Harrison gave us a call first 5 minutes of the show. I don't know if you heard about his statement to Tom Brady last night on NBC. Hey, Tom Brady, take off the skirt and put on some slacks. Is that out of the ordinary to have guys on your team kind of attacking each other, going at each other?
I don't look at it. I don't take nothing out of it. I mean, Rodney's funny. He's a funny guy. I'm pretty sure he didn't mean it in a harmful way. I think he was just kind of making of a joke, probably, just knowing Rodney. But, I mean, I don't buy into that. That's something I can't get into. I don't buy into it. Like I said, if you know Rodney and, what he's been around here, Tom and Rodney is pretty close friends. So I don't think it was anything personal. I think it was more of a joking matter. So.
And these guys have gone at it in practice.
Yeah, of course.
Trying to challenge each other and talking trash.
I don't think it's a big deal, point blank.
I know back in the day, you punted. You could be quarterback.
Oh, yes.
Wide receiver, running back.
You name it.
You play it all.
You name it.
And I it was proven to me yesterday because with one hand held, you still nearly had the interception yesterday.
I saw it at the last minute, so I kind of bummed on it. I just saw the film and... I was kind of bummed.
Right hand was held up by the offensive line.
Yeah, I should have snagged that one. So I'm down on myself on that one. I should have snagged that one.
And was there any doubt if you had snagged it, they weren't bringing you down? You were going.
It would have been tough. It would have been tough, but it was the guy right on me, so it would have been tough.
What are some of the challenges of facing that team? I mean, they're a pretty hard-nosed, talented team.
I'll tell you what, that's probably one of the tougher teams, one of the better teams in the NFL. I mean, you can put them right up there with the Pittsburghs. You can put them up there with the Colts. I mean, they're well balanced all the way around. Offense, defense, special team, they physical. They can run the ball, throw the ball. Flacco's a great quarterback, tough. He can hang in there. I mean, you can see it. I mean, we hit him a bunch of times yesterday, and he kept getting up. So. That's a tough football team, and you know what? That's 2 weeks in a row we didn't play two good football teams, and we came out victorious. And, it don't say it don't say a lot about this team, but it do. You know what I mean? To have two teams like that come here and to play those teams, it's unbelievable. It just says a lot about our team. I mean, we have a good team. We just have to keep striding for it.
Yeah, and as you know, and people like Dale were killing the defense before the season started. How do you feel about the defense so far? Okay, I was killing the defense before the season started. How do you feel the defense played so far?
I mean, I think we played pretty well. Plays here and there, like yesterday, we gave up the 150-yard run on a first and 20, whatever it was, and a trap. Out of all run plays, you know, last thing I thought about was a trap. But it happened. So that was 50. I think he rushed for 103 yards, and that was 50 of it right there. But as a group, I think we played pretty well. I think we just got to keep doing our job. Just, you know what, don't worry about everything else. Don't worry about what the offense or the special team's doing. They just concentrate on what we're doing. We make a bad play, forget about it, let's go, because the game's going to keep going. Fix it and correct it. Next time it come around, make sure we'll be on top of it. So I think, like I said earlier this season, I think this defense could be special. I really do, and I've seen it from camp, and I'm still sticking with it. So we just need to keep making the plays and keep putting our offense on the field, because it's going to pay off in the long run.
The only negative for me is third down defense, and you're still having trouble getting this team off the field.
Yeah. I mean, that's something that between third down and red zone defense, those two areas you have to play stout. And we have to continue to strive to get better in those areas, because at the end of the day, those what counts. You're not going to beat us going 90 yards and 80 yards a lot. But when they do get in the red area, we can't give up 7 points. So we just have to keep on striding forward with that and keep on putting that one, practicing it, practicing the situations, and just know how important those two areas are.
It looked like the DBs were a little more ball hawking than we've seen them. I mean, there was a lot of balls knocked in the air, a lot of guys diving around. It seemed like guys were around the ball more.
Yeah. It was. I mean, I think as DBs, I think a lot of guys coming into this year, everybody was like, we don't know what they're going to do. But I told you, man, I stick by my word. I thought we had a special team. I think we had special DBs, and I still think it. And, I mean, it's going to – don't be surprised if we get a couple of 4 or 5 interceptions in the game. I mean, I know this was our first one, but that's the type of team we have. That's the type of DBs we have. They're great, great corners. I mean, the safeties are good. We can put them anywhere on the field. We can bring them down in the box. It doesn't matter. They can play multiple positions. So, and they want them. They want the ball. It ain't like they just sitting back waiting for a play. They want to go make a play. So when we put them in those situations, go make them play, they will. They will come up with the ball.
Had a few Miami guys in the game yesterday. Yeah. Yourself, Merriweather, Lewis, McGahee.
Yeah.
Do you guys talk before the game, after the game, or is that something you wait until?
That's family, man. Normally I don't go out before a game, but yesterday I had to go out just to test, you know, my leg out. But at the same time, I saw some of my boys before and after the game. So that's family. I have to. I mean, I would have heard about it if I didn't say anything to them. They would have gave me the business.
Did you watch any college football on Saturday?
Come on, dude. Come on, man.
That's just cruel.
I was so eager to see how we was going to come back off of, you know, a devastating loss. VTech, they beat us pretty bad. A lot of people could say the rain. Me personally, they played in the same weather we played in. So I was kind of eager to see how those guys were going to do coming off a loss, Virginia Tech. So they stepped up. I mean, those guys stepped up, and you know what? I think it's safe to say that you is back.
And before we let you go, there was a very special cause that the National Football League was bringing attention to yesterday. It takes a very strong man to rock those high top pink cleats,
oh,
my friend.
Oh yeah, man! Look here, I'm comfortable with my with myself. I can put on pink, yellow, you name it. I put on whatever I want to wear. You know what I mean, I'm very comfortable with being a man.
Hey, they look pretty good on you. They
weren't
bad.
Being a man.
Good to see you again, Vince. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.